So I don't make the manifesting money mistake of imagining money to pay the bills. For most people, most of the time, and I only say this because I have not met or talked to all 8 billion people on planet Earth. For most people, most of the time, imagining up money to pay the bills becomes exhausting. It often feels forceful, sometimes feels fake. And I'm going to share with you something exponentially more powerful than trying to manifest money to pay the bills. One of the things that I am massive about is identity-based manifesting. If you join us in Remarkable this year, that's going to be showing up in all kind of cool ways. Identity-based manifesting begins with the concept of you. And here's the deal, ready? The concept of you is such a subtle, nuanced thing. So it was in actually one of the Remarkable calls where one of the members said, "Hey, 20, I got a question about the way that you pay the bills, how you manifest money for bills." And I said, "This is going to be a gas. Because I don't manifest money for bills, yet the bills get paid." And here's the massive difference. The size of the bill. I notice on Facebook that a lot of people celebrate when the bill is smaller than they thought it was going to be. And that's okay. That's a win. When you think the bill's going to be $100 and it's 80, that's $20 in your pocket. I get it. I enjoy it. I'd rather have $20 to buy a cigar than spend $20 on something that's a commodity. But there's a size that matters and a size that doesn't really matter much at all. The size that matters is you. I really want you to feel what you're about to hear, because it's in this nuance that you can change everything in your entire life. No biggie. It's only two words, but it's a massive feeling. The feeling of no biggie. The electric bill here went up $300. No biggie. That's $300 every 3 months. That's $100 a month. That's $3 a day. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to go broke and live under a bridge. Well, at least then we won't have an electric bill. See, most people go in that weird direction. They're imagining living under a $15 million bridge instead of in their typically priced home. No biggie. What if you felt the bill was no biggie? What would that imply? What if the mere thought that the bill was going to go up 20-30% was no biggie? No biggie. I go to the pool. This is a while back. We were having supply chain problems in Australia. God, Australia is addicted to problems. I don't know about the rest of the world. I really don't pay much attention. But we had the loogie, and that was a problem. We had lockdowns. That was a problem. Then we had this transportation crisis. That was a problem. We ran out of something called blue, you know, the color of the sky, but it's something that you had the diesel or something. I don't understand. But suddenly we're looking at transportation problems, and the price of spinach goes up to $40 a kilo. And the price of lamb is $30 a kilo, right? It's cheaper to buy meat than it is to buy that green shit. And I go, wow, I'm going to buy food, lamb. I'm not going to buy what food eats, spinach. Actually, I buy both because I'm just having fun with it all. Because why would I buy a kilo of spinach? See, you buy maybe 100 grams, a couple ounces of spinach, you fry it down, it's in your pasta, it looks all green and shit. No big deal. A kilo of spinach will get you going a long way. And by the way, the price went back down. It's now like $10 or $12 a kilo. People are looking for the biggie so they can stay addicted to cortisol. I want you to explore the state of no biggie so you discover how vast and fast you are. Because there's people that I absolutely love and adore that tell me I'm going to start a podcast. And maybe this is you. And you don't. or you do one or two. And I hunger to hear from you because I want to know about your experience, because your experience gives to mine. And what happens is you make your podcast a biggie, so you don't do it, or you struggle with it, or you try to figure it out. What if your life was full of no biggies? I mean, there's all sorts of cool, fun things you can do, exciting things. All right. See, that's called giving life. All right. What if you had some fun doing that, discovering that you can give life and do give life to all kinds of stuff? Let it be lovely. So when the bill comes, I look at it. I may even be shocked. Oh my God, it's $1,200 instead of $900. That's the electric bill. I got radio. Whatever. And I pay it the same day. And I put it on Victoria's desk to be filed. No biggie. See, I could wait 30 days to pay it and think about it for 30 days. That's called thinking. Thinking is your enemy. Meanwhile, the rational brain is only the interference. Your cerebral cortex, your neocortex, whatever it is called, it's designed to say no. And you're designed to live in the now. You get to stop identifying with your brain that wants to figure everything out, you know, that rational mind thing. And you get to discover your awareness of being is God, and you are God having the adventure of a lifetime. If you got gold today, if you want to dive deeper with us, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Pretty much everything we currently offer is there except for one or two things, maybe three or four. But if you go to NevilleGoddardStore.com, you'll see something called state stacking. Pretty darn cool. That's the foundation right now of identity-based manifesting. That's my current way to play. I've been teaching this for a long time, and this is good stuff. You can also join us in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com if you haven't. That's the backbone of all we do. But if you want that immersive experience, join Remarkable.com. That's not at the store. Join Remarkable.com. That's our 12-month program. Two ways to join. One of those ways, you get a free one-on-one with me. The other way you join, you don't. But either way, you get a vault full of goodies, like over $1,000 worth of goodies. Join Remarkable.com. All right, that's it for now. Imagine up something lovely. And instead of imagining up, like, I have the money to pay the bills, just imagine, what does imagining the bills are no biggie imply? So many people totally miss this part of Neville. No one to change to self but self, then you imagine what implies. The electric bill shows up. Am I thrilled that it's 30% higher? No, I'm not. I just think it's dumb decisions, and I don't like dumb decisions anywhere. Meanwhile, yeah, they're making dumb decisions here, right? They're using technology that's really not all that effective or proven yet, and they're shutting down the technology that is. See, there's my little rant. Does that sound stupid or what? Let's do what people say will make a difference. Alrighty, y'all. Anyway, not my circus, not my monkeys. If you got gold today, we told you what to do and where to go. And for fun right now, just imagine up what anywhere in your life. Are there something that's a big deal that's bothering you, that scares you even if you think about it? Experience it as if it were no biggie as we go into the silence. All right. Have a lovely day. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. And I invite you to discover play is the way. See ya.